You're on with Mario Lopez.
You are on with Courtney Lopez, and joining me now on Zoom, Grammy-winning singer-songwriter Meghan Trainor. Hey, Meghan, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm so excited to do this interview today. I'm glad Mario's out of town. So you just dropped a new music video, My Kind of Present. What's the secret to writing a great Christmas song?
Oh, man. I think for that one, I wrote the chorus first, and I was like, what's my kind of present? And I was pregnant at the time with my son, so I was like, this is my kind of present. Like, this is all I've ever wanted. And I was like,
yeah,
you're my angel from heaven, so go and tell Santa, like, I'm good. Don't bring me nothing.
Oh, so, my God.
Right from the heart, and then trying to make it relatable for everyone.
Well, you succeeded, and you put the whole family in the video, and that's Riley's first official credit, right?
It's Riley's first video. It's my husband's first music video. So how everyone got to shine, and it was very like an emotional day of happiness.
Well, I know Daryl's used to the camera too. How was Riley with the camera?
Surprisingly amazing. I was like, this could be tragic, or this, we don't know how this is going to go. And everyone was just, it was only a few seconds of him in the video. So right. That was great to know. I was like, oh, all he has to do is sit. He could sit. And then we put this book in front of him with blank pages. And I was like worried, but he actually like looked so intensely at the pages and started turning the pages.
Aww.
And like grabbed the book. And we were like, yes, he's a natural. So it turned out really well.
Well, that's good. Cause I know from experience putting your kids and stuff, it's always so nerve wracking. You're like, oh my God, you don't have any idea what they're going to do, how they're going to act.
No idea, but we were very proud and impressed.
Well, what has been the biggest surprise for you about motherhood so far?
I think the rewards of like the and like the simple things and how much it can fill your heart. Like anytime I see him, he like recognizes us now.
Uh-huh.
So he gives me like a specific smile.
Right.
And I see him every day, all day long. But every time I see him, it's like he never thought I would see him again. You know,
right.
It's like weirdly comparing it to like puppies, how they're like your dog, how much they love you.
Right.
And I didn't know my baby could love me back as much as I love him, you know? So that was really nice.
There really is no feeling. It's really indescribable. Do you have any Christmas family traditions that you're going to teach Riley?
Oh yeah. I mean, I already got the matching pajama set.
You have to. We do that too.
So I bought like a couple of those.
Mm-hmm.
We always like dress up all out. We go all out, whether it's like pajama Christmas or the outfits with the big giant reindeer on it, the big ugly sweaters. We love those. We always have someone dressed as Santa Claus on Christmas, so he'll get to meet Santa Claus.
That's the best.
Yeah, and we decorate hardcore. So the day after Halloween, I decorated my entire house.
That's what I do too.
Yeah, it's like if I'm going to do it all,
just
I want
do it,
it
and
as
enjoy
long as it.
Exactly. Yeah, and you have to have these fun pictures for Riley when he's older. And
yeah, exactly.
And say, Mom, why did you put me in that?
Oh, yeah. We're doing a photo shoot.
Okay, so I need to know the real story with these side-by-side toilets.
Oh, that old thing.
Yeah.
In our master bathroom, there's only one toilet, and my husband and I get up all night long with the baby. And we always have to pee at the same time. We moved into a bigger house. So we're adjusting to that. And I asked my plumber, because we did a lot of construction. I said, hey, I have an extra toilet. Could you pop it where that bidet is? Could you pop another toilet there? And he laughed. And I was like, I'm not sure why you're laughing. And then he did it for me. And it was the best thing ever. Because now if we have to pee at the same time, like, it's all good. And I don't regret it at all. And I didn't know it would be such a big viral thing, but anything to get people talking.
Well, exactly. Because I know Mario, he doesn't even like to see me sit down to pee. He's like, shut the door. He gets.
No way. I always pee with the door open.
Yeah, no, me too. Because sometimes it's just like one extra thing that you have to do. And if I'm in I'm in my bathroom. Why do I have to shut the door?
Yeah, like, you're fine.
Well, I'm all for you guys. So I say keep doing that.
Hey, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So I also saw you working with JoJo Siwa's girl group. What can you tell us about that sound?
Oh, my God. They're incredible. They're so good. XOMG Pop is their name. They're
cute.
So cute. And I didn't know what I was walking into. I really didn't. I thought they were just like dancing, but they're dancing, singing, acting, and they're really young, but they can actually sing. Now that I'm thinking about it, your daughter should have been in this girl group, but they'll do plenty more.
Think of us for the next one.
Yeah, 100%. But I walked in and I didn't even discuss this with JoJo. I just blurted out like, I would love to write a song for you guys. So, and they were like stoked. So I've written two songs already for them. And I can't wait to see who the final team is. But the show is amazing.
Well, I know my husband has told you this before. But my daughter has always been a huge fan of yours. And she still to this day sings, you might have a mom, you might be the bomb, but ain't nobody. And, and just love that. And I go, do you feel that way about me? Like, melts my heart. But yeah, that's her favorite song.
I love that. I'm a biggest fan of your daughter. She's like a movie star now.
Oh, she's so sweet.
She's a movie with her dad, which is like goals. It's
I so know. Cool. And she's way better than him.
Yeah. I love that. I can see it now.
So we are so close to Christmas and your birthday.
Yes, December 22nd.
Do you have any fun plans for your birthday?
My birthday is also my anniversary. I got married on that day because I'm a genius. So no matter what, like if all my birthday plans fail, like at least I have an anniversary to look forward to, you know.
But then you don't get gypped on presents, do you?
No. My whole life people are like, do you get gypped? I'm like, no, the 22nd is my day.
Right.
And we have a few days of chilling with family. And that, so it's for me, it's like a week of just like celebrating and being with your loved ones. And like, you don't always get to have your family on your birthday, you know, but I do because I'm like, oh, it's Christmas time. Like, let me fly you in. So it's always extra special on my day. And my husband's really good. He'll get me a card for my birthday and a card for our anniversary. Like, aww, he's spoiled.
That's so sweet. When's his birthday?
Oof. Good question.
Don't listen, Daryl.
I think it's June 14th. Yeah.
I do love that you have your anniversary on your birthday, so he will never forget.
He will never forget.
I'm helping him. You know, I can't do dates. I was like, this will be good for both of us.
Funny. Okay, so what do you think the most underrated Christmas song is?
Oh, my Lord. Oh, man. That's a really good question. I wish I practiced. Prepared. I think Mistletoe by Justin Bieber should be like way bigger. I think that's a smash. And I say smash, but smash.
Smash.
I perform that on my ukulele and people literally go, did you write this? And I'm like, no, it's a Bieber song. How do you not know this? Oh, so I think that one.
I'm a Belieber. Are you?
A Belieber, of course.
Yeah, he's incredible. So what's one of your most memorable Christmas gifts you've ever received?
When I was a younger songwriter, I was like 17. I used to tell people like they're gonna call me M Train one day, and everyone would laugh. And I was like, no, it's gonna happen. And my parents, without question, my mommy, she got me these headphones that you can like personalize.
Oh.
And she had them say M Train in pink on the sides.
How
and
cute.
I was like, this is the coolest thing. I am so official now. Like, everyone's going to know. And I've never felt more supported and loved and like, wow, they really believe in me. So I still have those headphones and some people do call me Amtrain.
Well, I love that. I remember your parents when we did the at the High Heart. She did the concert, remember?
They come everywhere with
me. Yeah. Yeah, and I had Gia there too, because of course.
Yeah.
And they were so sweet. You brought them on stage after. It was such a great time.
Yeah, I do everything with them. And that's why I love your family does that too. So.
Oh, yeah. Big family. So what are your holiday plans this year?
This year, because last year was so intense with COVID, which this year it's still here, but we've got a better handle on it. I'm flying family members out that I haven't seen in a while. So I'm really excited to see my cousins again. And I moved into a bigger house, so I have way more Christmas decorations. So
nice.
It truly is a winter wonderland. And I can't wait to like have time off and get cozy.
I know. I like when there's no expectations and you can just hang in your pajamas and sweats and you're just together.
Yeah, you know? I'm like the most excited to like sit down and like be in matching pajamas. Yeah.
No, that's the best.
Yeah.
Okay, Megan. Well, now that we're into the holidays, we've teamed up with our amazing friends at Macy's for Macy's Wishlist Wednesday. And right now is the perfect time to get any gifts. And Macy's has toys and games for the whole family, for game night with friends, or the perfect gift for that one person in your life who is young at heart. And I know Mario and I had our eye on a foosball table and some classic games like Monopoly and Clue. But I want to know what's on your wish list.
Ugh. I love that. Yes, foosball. Macy's is the best because they have literally everything you can think of. I love the old school games where you have to participate, like every family member, you know, like board games, like Sorry. I really love Sorry. And I love Twister. I always like laugh till I cry and almost pee when I play Twister. So that one's always really fun with the family. But yeah, old school game. Oh, Jenga. Jenga's always good. I was crying last time we played that.
Have you ever had the jumbo Jenga?
I did once, but I was like, I was at my friend's house. But yeah, I want a giant Jenga set. It's just like, where do I store that?
Yeah, and you know, when that comes down to, you might get injured.
I have a baby. Like, that ain't gonna be good.
Oh my God, that's funny. Should I wait to do this next one?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Megan, it was so great to chat with you. We are just M-Train, right?
M-Train
fans from the beginning. And everyone, go watch for the video. Go watch the video from My Kind of Present at onwithmario.com. Megan, thank you so much for checking in.
I love you. You're so amazing. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Say hi to
Riley.
On with Mario Lopez.